Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go straight to prayer. For such a time as this, O gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, for your forgiveness. And oh, how we need your forgiveness in our lives. So many times we fail thee, sometimes unknowingly, and sometimes we know what we're doing. Forgive us, Father. We ask for your protection over this nation and right now this global pandemic, the panic and the fear that's in the hearts of people. We pray for your comfort, your healing power, and your protection. We pray for your protection over the president and vice president of this nation and their administrations. Lord, give them godly counsel and guide them in your wisdom. Give them your strength to endure what they must endure. Father, I ask that you will bless CSE Talk Radio. You know the needs here. You know the news that we got this week on equipment. And you know, Father, that we've been asking for computers. And we just continue to pray for you, knowing that as our Heavenly Father, you want what is best for us. I don't ask for wants. I ask for only the needs to be filled here. And help me be wise and a good steward of all that you provide. We're facing some things in this world, Lord, that are confusing to us, and many are panicking because they're lost. I just pray that we can bring a calm and a comfort as we bring truth and wisdom and hopefully some common sense. Be with CSE Talk Radio, Lord. Be with the listeners, the advertisers, the sponsors. Bless us all as a team, Father. For such a time as this, I pray. Amen. Well, as I was thinking about my monologue this morning and what today is going to bring, it's Friday the 13th. Don't scare me none. Does it scare you? Not me. But we do have some things that people need to be afraid of, and I was kind of thinking about that. You know, I get like that every once in a while. We have a lot of C's. A, B, C. We have a lot of C's to worry about here in this nation. Right now, the top of the list for most is the coronavirus, the COVID-19, the plague that has the globe under panic. For good reason. I'm not going to downplay that. We have the C that stands for Congress, as they take advantage and do their price gouging to the American people, all for the pretense of COVID-19 assistance. We have the C that stands for China, as we now can see how dependent the U.S. is on China for everything that we truly need, as well as those plastic things we want. But the medicines, our pharmaceuticals, we depend on China. Communism in the Democrat Party is another C we need to be concerned about. Control of the citizens by bureaucracy and the democracy or the mob rule here in this nation. I remember when I was a kid hearing my daddy and mom talk, and I remember daddy saying that the citizens in other countries, they don't really know what's going on. We were watching something that was happening somewhere. I don't remember. I was just a kid. He says, it's not like that here. But it is like that here today. If you listen to other countries and the news they get, it's not the same news that we're getting in our mainstream media. Have you ever noticed that? Have you paid attention? The media here has gone nuts with news. They are pushing the communist agenda of the Democrat Party, and they will not let up. they hire and promote idiots such as Acosta. I know I shouldn't call him an idiot, but he is, who embarrasses this nation everywhere he goes with his stupid questioning and accusations of the president. We watch as the president's crowds bring in thousands and thousands of people and listen to stupid comments from Joy Behar saying, nobody likes this president. Well, Joy, nobody as in you, but you are not everybody. Yeah, you've made yourself a nobody in the eyes of many of us, but you are not everybody. Nobody as in the foreign nations who have been thieving from the U.S. for decades, they don't like this president. Nobody as in Russia, who would love to have a president they can manipulate, like, or that they can buy, like Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Nobody as in China, who now has the U.S. dependent on almost everything by the approval of Congress on Wall Street. Nobody as in the socialist communists in Congress trying to remove all liberty from people. You the people, we the people. You know, they call the president all kinds of names. Bernie Sanders recently, and often actually, calls the president a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, a xenophobe, a religious bigot. Of course, it wasn't that long ago that Bernie Sanders said that Christians shouldn't serve in elected positions, and they for sure, he didn't believe they should serve as Supreme Court justices. There are a lot of phobias, a lot of phobias, but many in Congress who hate the president because they have their own phobia. Let me see if I can say this straight, say this right. They have eleutherophobia. Eleutherophobia. The fear of freedom. They fear your freedom. Congress fears the freedom of citizens. They don't fear President Donald Trump exactly, not only him. It's just that he represents you. He represents a free America. For so long, we've not been free. And we didn't even realize it. One thing I kept hearing last night from the talk show host, and they were talking about the COVID-19, is Americans will rise above this and survive this, not to panic. I believe that that is a true statement, but only if the American people stop panicking and look for the truth, look for common sense, and reasoning, and understand what it is we're battling. We're not battling Democrat and Republican. Well, we kind of are. But what we're really battling for, what is really at stake in November, is freedom and liberty versus control and slavery, communism. Oh, Beth, he's a socialist, not a communist. Well, look it up. They're very closely related. And one, socialism leads right into communism. They want your land. They want your money. They want everything you have. They want your freedom. So let your freedom lead you, not fear. Don't be led by fear. Be led by freedom and liberty. What is the saying? There's a certain enthusiasm in liberty that brings out heroism and bravery. It's time the American people stood up with their enthusiasm for liberty and freedom. Open your eyes and recognize what's going on. It's not COVID-19 that's the big threat. It's Congress, once again. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at dgscoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Daniel Turner with us. Daniel, how are you doing today? Good to have you twice in a week. Awesome.
Great to be with you, and happy Friday to you and your wonderful listeners.
Well, thank you. It's Friday the 13th, but we ain't scared. It doesn't bother us any.
No, ma'am.
We can have bad stuff happen any day. But good stuff happens every day, so we'll just leave it at that.
It does. That's the right attitude.
That's exactly the right attitude. How are you surviving all of the hysteria that's going on? You doing all right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's been fascinating to watch, and I'm sure, you know, a year from now the books will come out about the coronavirus moment in history and what it means for us. I think it's interesting to take a step back and see what we prioritize as a country, what we prioritize as individuals. You know, there's definitely a lot of economic loss, and I'm not trivializing those men and women who work in the service industry. You know, I'm in New York City visiting my parents right now. Broadway shut down. The shows have shut down. A lot of people that are not going to get paid. That's all a tragedy, no doubt. But as a society, I find it interesting that we are looking at people talking about how the Masters tournament was canceled. And, it's terrible. I love watching it on TV. And I love going to the movies. And I love watching football. And I love watching basketball. And maybe coronavirus is a chance to take a step back and say, maybe we love a lot of things that inordinately that we shouldn't love as much as we do.
Well, maybe we should love our families a little more and stay home, huh?
Yeah, you know, and of course, there's nothing wrong with enjoying your sports team and enjoying.
No,
I love March Madness too, and I loved filling out my bracket and all that. But there is a chance for us to kind of take stock in cleanliness, right? I think that's an interesting thing, the way we're talking about scrubbing surfaces and washing your hands and proper coughing and sneezing. Maybe we need to be reminded to be a clean people. Maybe we need to be reminded to be family-centered people, buying groceries, to stay home, to not go out as much, to eat, to, I don't know. I think every crisis does have something we can learn from it, and I'm curious to see what are the lessons society learns from coronavirus.
Well, we should have been doing all those things all along, and I have had many family members and many in the community here that have suffered, and in other organizations that I am that have really suffered with influenza A. It's been rampant. And so some of those that are just barely getting over that, they're really not looking forward to something like coronavirus.
No.
And so, you know, we do have to take those precautions. And as a mother, we should have been teaching that a long time ago to our children. You know, keep your hands clean. Don't put your fingers in your mouth. I'm kind of bad about doing that myself, bite my fingernails or something, you know. But, you know, we need to practice those things. And
yeah.
I got a big kick out of some of people in Congress telling somebody that, and then they flip their hair back. And I think it was AOC, and then she touches her face. And she said, don't touch your face. And then she does it as she's there in that interview. But it is something that we all do. We laughed at her, but it is something that we all do that we need to not.
It is, absolutely. And you know, so many communities. Yours in Missouri, whenever a historic flooding, tornadoes, when my family and all my brothers and sisters all lost their house in Hurricane Sandy a couple of years ago. I mean, there are lessons that you learn. And, of course, the tragedy of loss of life and loss of property and loss of wealth. I'm not minimizing it at all. But coming out of it on the back end, there are things we learn. There are things we take stock in. And I think every opportunity. Rahm Emanuel said, don't let a crisis go to waste. Maybe we can baptize that sentiment with "Don't let a crisis don't miss out on the life lessons that a crisis can teach us."
You know, and I'm very angry with Congress right now, with the House and the Democrats, and what they're trying to do with this bill. It's supposed to be a temporary bill. It's 124 pages right now. There's no need for 124 pages just to give a little bit of help for those that might be suffering. With how to combat this coronavirus. First of all, some of the issues that we have shouldn't be there because we've become so dependent on China. It shouldn't even be a problem, but it is. And so instead of thinking about what they really need to do, they're no different than the price gougers that want to charge you more for gasoline when you have something like Katrina or the Sandy, Hurricane Sandy. Whatever the case may be, they want to gouge you. They're going to take advantage of it. And that's exactly what the Democrats are doing right now. And it just infuriates me.
It really is tragic. And this is the great damage the media has done in these last 30 years, but especially in the age of President Trump, where they are so hyper-partisan, so focused on this president who they vehemently dislike, that when there is an opportunity to hold accountable elected officials, because they ultimately agree with that person's agenda or because they have partisan desire to see the president suffer and his presidency suffer, they turn a blind eye to it. So why does Nancy Pelosi have $1 billion in abortion funding in a bill that has to deal with coronavirus? I don't know what pregnancy and abortion has to do with the coronavirus, but she put it in there, right? And they spent a day yesterday trying to get it removed. Where is the media to say, Speaker Pelosi, why would you insert this piece of this clause into a bill about coronavirus? What, don't you think that's wasting time? Don't you think that's just a dirty, nasty, vile? No, the media just pretends it doesn't happen. And the people don't know about it, and Nancy gets away with it. And the media has an awful lot to tell St. Peter when they get to heaven because they had the opportunity to do some good and they ignored it. And the sin of omission is as bad as the sin of commission.
Well, and not only that, but some of the aid and stuff that they were wanting, like Medicare for All, they were sticking the health care in there. They were sticking it in there as a permanent a permanent mm-hmm. assistance, a permanent thing, not a temporary help, not something to just get us through this crisis. No, no, no. They wanted to make it permanent. And that is really against the American people.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. They're price gouging us. And it's not something that's just going to last temporarily. It's going to be forever if they got their way.
It is. And I know both parties are guilty of it. I'm not saying this as a Republican or as a person on the right against, but in this current situation, this is what we are dealing with. I remember during the when I was working in the Bush administration during the Iraq War, one of the favorite techniques of Majority Leader Pelosi and Harry Reid was they would craft legislation about a troop armor. They had all these bills that we were going to give this special armor to the troops that the military didn't want, the troops didn't want. Officials were like, the troops can't use this. Exactly. So what do? They veto it, and then, of course, Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid run to the press and say, this president, the Republicans hate our troops so much, they voted against body armor for them. And the media runs with the headline, and that's it. And that's just how the game in D.C. is played. So Nancy Pelosi is doing that now so that she can go to the press and say the Republicans shut down a bill to help with COVID-19, with coronavirus.
And she will get that headline. Yeah. Oh,
yep.
Yeah. But I don't want him to sign it. I think most Americans feel that way. We don't want him to sign it. Just they're pushing him in a corner, and they know it's an election year. They've got it all figured out, and he's going to look like the bad guy, but he's not because we can see what they're doing. And some of us are brave enough or stupid enough to tell the truth. So we're gonna expose them for what they really are, and it's evil. There's no two ways about it. It's evil, the spending that they do.
And this is why there's such a big movement of the left to make the social media companies utilities, because the one avenue they cannot control is social media and social media news platforms like the Daily Caller and the Free Beacon and the Daily Wire, which is Ben Shapiro's, right? Because those people will make it known to their audience. Nancy Pelosi is doing this. Here's the facts. Tom Brokaw is not going to say that on NBC, and Peter Muir is not going to say that. So the only alternative is social media, Facebook, Twitter. As much as they can be awful, they can also be used for good. And that is why the left really wants to control those parts of the Internet and those parts of free speech, because otherwise Nancy Pelosi is going to get called out, and she will, and she is getting called out for it.
I went, the first one I saw that popped up with the abortion one was LifeNews.com. LifeNews.com is an awesome source for information. And they put it out there immediately when she had done that with the abortion side of it. But there's other things that she's put in there that are not going to be temporary. They're going to be permanent. And it's going to hurt the American people once again. They're not... I talked about phobias before you came on. I hear the music. We're about out of time. And I came up with this phobia. Actually, I have to give Rudy credit for it. It's Eleutherophobia. It's the fear of freedom. And I believe our Democrat society in Congress have it. And they fear you being free, Daniel, and me being free. So, anyway.
that's a great phobia, and it's true.
I give that to you for the weekend. You have a great time with your parents. Since you can't go nowhere, just stay there and eat some popcorn and have a good time. Liberty Oilfield Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change, but banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period. Liberty Oilfield Services.
Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oil Field Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now. 800-510-4403.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have with me today General Rahini. He is back with us today. General, how are you doing today?
Oh, thank you so much. Good morning to you. I'm seeing your very nice and beautiful decorated studio as well as you yourself, but you cannot see me.
That's not fair. I should be able to see you, too.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I want to give your website real quick before we start our conversation. It is eagleofiran.com. That's eagleofiran.com. Go there to their website. They've just refreshed it. They've got it looking pretty good. And it looked good before, but, you know, an upgrade's always good. So I encourage my listeners to go to eagleofiran.com. Are you doing good? We've got this coronavirus floating around. Are you doing all right?
Well, we are looking at the whole situation. That's the first ever international disaster I have ever seen in all of my life. And we are just working on it. We are listening to news, and we are making ourselves as clean as possible, home, office. But anyway, yes, we are.
Good, good. We're doing the same thing here, but we don't have as big a crowds as you do where you are. So we're staying out of the crowds and going to enjoy a weekend at home this weekend and stay calm and do all the things we're supposed to do.
I want to get on to the topic of today, and that is of Iran. You know, I feel like, and Naheed and I talked a couple of weeks ago, I feel like America is headed that direction if we don't do something. So I believe we can learn from what has happened other places. And let's talk about the people of Iran and what they can do to restore their republic and their freedom. Are you there, General?
Yes, your voice was disconnected for a few seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had visited with Naheed on the phone a few weeks ago, and we were talking about this nation going down the wrong path. And she made the comment, I did not think I would have to live through this twice. And speaking of what has happened in Iran and what we see in D.C. with the socialists and the Democrats that are trying to take over, we just call them communists. And the people being kind of blindsided, I think. Liberty has a tendency to bring us to apathy, and I believe we have been an apathetic people. And I think we can learn from what's happened in Iran, and I want you to tell us how in Iran, how we want to restore the republic there and how the people can do that.
Okay, thank you so much for asking that most important question, and you answered all of them, almost about all of them. And as you know, something happened in our country. Well, needless to say again, who has done it for us? And that's about last 4 years we are fighting with this country, with this non-reasonable country or so, that the really most old and illiterate people are running that country, name more laws that everybody knows about it. And we could not do ourselves anything effective during last 4 years. But we were always appealing to people of the whole world. And right now we are talking to most dear people of the whole world, United States people, that thank you so much from all of them that for their hospitality during the last 4 years that we are, although I'm citizen in this kind United States, but and all of us are citizens, but still we are asking the people of United States that please help us to do whatever the whole world needs to do. Iran is a problem spot for the whole world, especially for the United States. As you know, the tactical operation happened yesterday to Iran also. All of those things happen because Iran is sitting there and nobody can do nothing for them. We cannot do it ourselves, and we need help from our country, especially from the United States, that most of our citizens are here in the United States, are in a high level and top level, and therefore we are requesting that listen to us. Eagle of Iran have the best ever plan for overthrowing this government. I know United States legally could not overthrow that government unless something happened between them politically, but we can do that very easily. A lot of times in whole world happened that some country wanted to do something on another country and doing with their own people. And we are those people which we are ready, we are knowledgeable, we are educated to do whatever is needed. I don't know, hope not, but if sometimes something in future happened that the United States decided to take rather than the Islamic Republic, I believe the most logical way is using us to do that, especially a plan of Eagle of Iran, that whatever is needed we can explain to our people of the United States that how can we do it easiest, if not easy, very easy, but easiest than whatever is possible. It's easiest than the United States possibly decided to do it itself through the government of Iran. These are little things that I could explain to you in a short period of time.
And I do want you to explain it to us again. And it is the tsunami of tsunami-style uprising is what you are asking the people of Iran to do. And how can, and we've got just a few more minutes in this particular segment, how can the American people or the American government, how can we help with that?
Okay, helping with that is just helping us. That means helping the eagle of Iran. If
all right.
Iran says help eagle of Iran and listen with eagle of Iran, Iran says government has sit down and listen to lots of group of political people. And if listen to us, you explain to them, I grown up fully in United States from my professional point of view. I'm United States Major General. I'm not Iranian Major General because all of my education and my friend's education were all in the United States. We do know the way that the United States can do something and can't do something. And if sit down with us, if people of the United States ask their government, just listen to Eagle of Iran to see what they say. We don't say
absolutely.
That. Accept us. Accept what we say. We say just listen to it. And to see if it's okay, therefore use it in the future.
Absolutely. I want to give the website again. Go to eagleofiran.com. That's eagleofiran.com. They've got their plan all laid out. They've got their story laid out. So you can read it, and it's very simple. It's a very clear, simple website. eagleofiran.com, and it'll help you understand, because until we understand what's going on, we're not much help, because we're just like a horse with blinders on. We can't see around what's going on. We only see what the media allows us to see, and that is not the entire picture. eagleofiran.com, and we are going to head into a break here just shortly. I want to give you another 45 seconds here before we do that, General.
Okay, that as I asked several times, I personally, Major General Mehdi Rouhani, in person, I'm begging as a friend, as a citizen of the United States, I'm begging from government of the United States, just listen to us. This is not very hard. This is not very big action also. Just listen to us. Listen to our plan. Read our plan to see what we say. I'm sure because this is the only plan within the nation of Iran that everybody believe it, accept it, like it very much. It's nothing that much to come to United States, say, okay, if you give us $300 million, we do that. None of those things. We just a plan who can fight.
And we're going to, I want to talk about that plan when we come back. I'm sorry, we're seconds short here. Appreciate it so much, Major General, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Oilfield Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change, but banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period, Liberty Oil Field Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oil Field Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're kind of on a mission here for liberty. Liberty here in the United States, and there are other nations around, other people around this world that are just waiting for liberty. General Rahini, I want to share a quote from one of our founding fathers here in the United States, and perhaps you have heard this before, but it says there's a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism. And that was from Alexander Hamilton. And when I read your Tsunami-style uprising, I thought about the rising up and the heroism and the bravery of liberty. And I'm going to just kind of turn that over to you. Are you there? Did we lose him again? There you are.
You
want me to repeat that? I was reading a quote from one of our founding fathers that I said reminds me of your Tsunami-style uprising that you have written. And it's from Alexander Hamilton, and it says, there is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism. And when I read what you have here in TheEagleOfIran.com, with the Tsunami-style uprising, it made me think of the enthusiasm and liberty and what bravery and heroism it'll take to bring liberty back to Iran. And I'm going to turn that over to you.
Long ago, we just sat together. I don't know if you hear me. Do you hear me?
I hear you. Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Okay. Long time we sat together with several friends, a professional friend, mostly from armed forces, Iranian armed forces, and because by that time I was just passing about War College in the United States, then I do know lots of American friends, I asked their help, they got together with us, with all of us, and we sat down and said, what is the best way if we can get rid of those mullahs? And we arrived at that point that the best way is not United States help us, best day. On planning, of course, United States has done some planning. at this stage, how can I not to need a lot of money, blah, blah. Anyway, we arrived at that point after 7 months. 7 months, seven people getting together from different branches of armed forces, and we planned that way that the only way that we can get rid of mullahs is tsunami war uprising. And that happened in the country of Gerard Pinochet. We all remember that happened at the Philippines. Same thing could happen in our country, and we can go back to our country and bring the problem of hosting us a little bit less. And I was thinking this morning that I'm close to be living longer in the United States than live in my own country. Therefore, we are going to be an American, real American citizen, and that's what we think is done. That was what I asked you if the United States or a corner of government of the United States sit down with us and just say, hey, tell us what you say. That is all we need at the very first step. If they tell us, hey, tell us what you said, then we can professionally have them a great presentation, show them that how can we implement that plan. I'm with you.
I'm going to do something after the show here. I'm going to tweet the president, and I'm going to ask him to look at TheEagleOfIran.com. And I'll try to do that several times, but I'm going to start that today. I think that's a good start. I don't think you've had a meeting with him yet, and I think it would be great if he would look at this.
On behalf of all of Iranians, again, some few seconds, you will disappear. On behalf of all of the Iranian people living in the United States, with a peaceable purpose that the United States helped us all. And thank you so much if you're going to do it again. And thanks from all Americans. If every one of them do about the same thing that you are doing, then therefore we all, the whole international countries, will get away from that problem of government of Iran, not Iranian people. Iranian people are those who love the United States, and they show in all of their history that they are closest friend of the United States.
And until the regime that's there now took over, and they are hostile to everyone, including the citizens of Iran. But I am going to tweet that to the president, and I'll try to remember to do that at least several times a week. And maybe we can get his attention. We tweet him every day anyway. We show him, we send him the show, and we're going to do that and see if we can at least get some attention from somewhere.
Thank you so much.
You're very
we
welcome.
We run and love your studio decoration. We love you. And also we love your tweet to President of the United States.
Well, thank you. It's a very humble studio here, so I appreciate you saying that. I've got the American flag up behind me, and it's you know, my husband built this little studio for me, so I'll brag on him just a little bit, and thank you for complimenting on that. You know, General, it's hard here in the United States because we don't we no longer have a good media. The mainstream media doesn't tell the American people what's truly going on. And people like you that know what's happening in Iran because you keep in constant contact, I appreciate that so much because we don't know and we can't help if we don't know. And I think it's also an eye-opener for what's happening right here in the United States, that the people have to be the ones that demand the liberty. The people have to be the ones who love and are enthusiastic about it. And so it was a sacrifice when our founding fathers founded this nation for liberty and for freedom. And it'll always be a sacrifice because there's always somebody. There's always those mullahs. There's always somebody somewhere that wants to take away from the people. And we have got to put a stop to that. And I appreciate you so much, General. So much. I really do.
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot again.
Oh, God bless you. We're just about out of time here, and I'm going to thank you, and I'm going to give that website several times. I'm going to ask my listeners. If you are watching on Facebook, we are going to put the website there, but you can just go to it. It's very simple. EagleOfIran.com. That's EagleOfIran.com. We have a link to their website on my website, so if you're listening through my website, just click on it. EagleOfIran.com. EagleOfIran.com. Copy the URL address and tweet it to the president. Tweet it to the vice president. Tweet it to those in Congress who need to know that you care about liberty. You care about liberty right here in the United States, and you care about these people that are oppressed in other nations, and right now we're talking about Iran, because their liberty, it affects our liberty. So when they're oppressed, we tend to be oppressed as well. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're here for liberty. We're here to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions, government micromanaging our lives, but do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.